Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Marketing. So let's talk about how we've done this week. What have you seen so far?
Well, we started out the week pretty much Oklahoma City, just steady volume. I mean, I always go back and look at the USDA report, and what we had a year ago this time and this week was within a couple of hundred head of it. And the volume is, it's really not slowed down there. Like on Thursdays at Apache, we're still seeing extra. I mean, our numbers on our cows are up. The calves are coming in lighter. I mean, we did get a good general rain. It changed everybody's attitude. It's going to give us, like Minnie was talking before that started here, there's people got some hope now to get some wheat pasture in if we still get some timely rain around, and that'll eliminate a lot of our problems. But we're still seeing the cow culling the cows. But Casey, I'll be honest, we have not got in to a tremendous amount of young cows. It's still older cows. And when I say older, they'll be, you know, eight year old and up. Spring calving cows, people are just culling back to try to save what they got to get through to next year to see if we can get hay again.
Yeah, and like you and I were talking with the rain, we may not be able to have any more hay quickly, but at least we're going to have some wheat to graze out.
Yes, got a possibility to cut, you know, have wheat hay. I mean, we've got lots of customers that that's where the predominant hay comes from is wheat hay.
So what we talked about morale a little bit. I think, you know, just having one of my dads as a farmer, It does a lot for morale just when you see rain falling from the sky, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's it's like a new day. I mean, if one thing about a farmer, we're eternal optimists. You don't take much to turn us back to the positive mode.
Absolutely. So what are you seeing some for options for producers right now? You mentioned that the cows are not super old, but what are you mainly seeing go through the barns?
Well, I mean, right now we're seeing, I mean, it's just the 8-year-old and up cows, and we're seeing the calves are pulled off. I mean, I know this week we sold calves that we normally don't sell till February. They go out on wheat and they come back in February. We're seeing a lot of calves that are still coming in weighing that normally don't come till November. So, I mean, the calves are coming early, which is normal. They're trying to save the young cow, and that's what I want them to do. I mean, as far as my standpoint, if we keep selling cows, we're selling the factory. It'll take a minute to replace that factory. But
right.
In general, the market's been good. The calf market, yeah, it's a little bit, the front end calves are still just as high as ever was. We're seeing a little bit of up and down in the uniform market in the calf market, but it's not necessarily, it's as much quality and kind as it is anything else.
I was going to say, give us a little update on the prices that you've seen this week.
Well, I mean, the front end calves are not any cheaper to speak of. And the secondary, you know, the next cut of calves, there's less demand for them right now. It's just we're in between now. The people that were taking all these calves going to the grow yards have kind of backed off. And the people that's taking them, you know, anticipating going to wheat, they got farming on their mind right now. You're in the middle of where these calves are going.
What do you think? What are you guys? Are you going to look at a light sale next week since it's kind of a Labor Day holiday situation?
Well, yeah, we'll be closed. We'll be closed in Oklahoma City Monday and Tuesday. But Apache, I'd say we'd be back to normal. I mean, you know, it's we missed the holiday. We only shut down three times at Apache. That's for 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Outside of that, it's business as normal. I don't see anything changing. The cow numbers are going to keep coming till we get people get down to where they think they can reasonably sustain what they've got on hand. The hay situation is not going to be any different. We've got to get a full cycle ahead of us to change that. But we will have some optimism if we get some wheat in. And some people have put in some prospects of growing some hay grazing stuff that might get some hay, you know, here in the next 60 days.
All right, Bob. Thank you so much for the update.
You betcha. Everybody have a good holiday.